Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly Ann Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. A lot of fun today. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution, and thanks to everyone. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to all who called and text and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, October 29th.
And thanks to our executive producer. He's Dustin William Rhodes.
I love that dude.
Who doesn't love that dude? And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work. Hashtag bear down. Yeah, that was from Tyreek Stevenson. David didn't find it as appealing as I did.
No, I
didn't. Hey, it's a Layla Tuesday. Ben Rahim is here. And we got Marshall Harris. He's right here. I see him. And I believe that's Dan Bernstein. Yeah.
Oh. Are you effing kidding me? Are you serious?
Dave was hot today.
Dave was
hot
fire.
And he's right.
Dave was very animated.
He was not wrong. Yep.
Good stuff from Dave Wannstedt.
Good stuff.
He always delivers. How are you guys doing?
Well, okay. Still waiting on the Bears. Still waiting to hear how they're going to handle this little crisis before tomorrow.
Wait, is it a crisis?
Crisis.
I don't know if it's a crisis.
It's a crisis.
You got three captains calling out coaching.
It's a crisis. You have a credibility deficit. You have a lot of reasons why you could respond, but I don't think they will publicly. If they do anything, we'll find out Sunday.
Leak it. Well, no, you got it. You got to at least leak it to make it look like you're in charge of anything.
Is that how they leaked the Velus Jones news last week? You know, I thought that they had a pick for him.
Yeah, they
think about how long they actually hold on to their players and figure this out.
I don't think they're going to cut him.
This isn't a cutting issue. Nobody's saying that.
No.
But I'm saying when you consider the appropriate response for the actions, it's going to take a while.
Well, it shouldn't. There should be Schefter that he's not going to play this week, or tell Schefter that he's not going to start this week.
Yeah.
Just get it out there and get on with your football week.
And the difference, I think, is that Velus Jones was very much a local story. Very much a guy with the minutia of the roster and those kinds of things.
No one cares.
This is a national story that has gotten a lot of attention, and the credibility of a head coach and, frankly, the reputation of an organization has been discussed loudly across
the
NFL world. Yes.
I mean, to me, it's just the similar process. Like they have a world of time for their people. And this wasn't a first offense for this particular player. And when you consider the body of work with this regime, I'm skeptical as to anything being done. Frankly, you need him on Sunday somehow. Like, you need him. So, is this going to be
I'd leave him home.
Yeah,
I don't think you need him.
I don't think you need him.
Okay, so the thing that we're looking at here is we woke up on Monday feeling a certain type of way. And then after hearing everything we heard on Monday, you wake up Tuesday, and it's almost like everything has shifted to a different problem altogether.
Well, they made it worse. The coach made it worse.
I think the coach maybe made it worse, but the players amplified all the concerns. Because it's one thing for us on the outside to talk about what should have been done and what we think of the process. It's another thing for players in that locker room under this head coach's supervision to be speaking out publicly about what should have happened and questioning his judgment openly.
It's pretty much everyone who spoke as well. I mean, think about it. It's Jaquan. It's Byard saying what he said about talking to the coach.
I told him to play a different defense.
Well, I mean, and he's arguing about the two calls, right? The way that they defended. It's having Jalen come on the score and say, well, I don't know why we didn't call a timeout. There was confusion. It's having
DJ
on with us in the morning.
That's fair.
And then Cole Kmet saying that, it was last week's practice.
Those are leaders on that team.
Right.
Four respected voices. Four guys who have gotten paid and feel that security.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's not something you shrug off and you can't ignore.
The mishandling from a communications perspective, too, is just baffling to me because they were crowing about this guy Ted Cruz coming in who knows how to handle how to run a big-time comms department. And you've got your coach out there allowed to make stupid decisions, not apologizing, not have any accountability for stupid decisions.
Not a great week for optics at
Ted
Ellis
Cruz
Hall.
Isn't calling the defense.
No, I'm not saying that.
I think Dan's point is a very fair point.
Get
in that
out in
you
front
knew
of this.
On Monday what the questions were going to be asked on Zoom. You knew exactly what was going to be asked.
Sure.
So that's when a coach talks to his comms department. The comms, hey, you know, you got to address this because this is definitely going to be asked. Are you prepared? Do you know what you're going to say? And when he stepped up to that Zoom, and he said, oh, well, you know, we'll take a look at that maybe later in the week. He kind of put it off like he hadn't put the thought into it that was necessary. And that's why you have all these reactions, not just from the media, but also within the team.
Yeah, he's asked about discipline. He said something like, what?
He
like,
literally said, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, he needs direction on that.
I was like, did he not see the video of Tyrick Stevenson doing what he did as a play was going on the end of a game in which you lost the game on said play?
I think that's the bigger concern here is the communication staff is supposed to help you best convey your message and your direction.
Yes and
so
no.
Did they do that? Was that the message? Was that the direction?
They didn't. I do want a head coach that has the awareness to be able to do that himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and Layla,
we know that he sought help with it.
Is he ticked off? Is he bothered as much as everybody else about what happened on Sunday? I have yet to see evidence that he is actually perturbed.
I went from seeing this as, oh, he's trying to protect his offensive coordinator, whether you want to talk about the Doug Kramer call, to he's trying to protect his players, Tyrick Stevenson, to something completely different by the time I had heard all
those
players
speak. You know
what else
he's got to protect? He needs to protect his reputation.
Well, that's
His reputation is up in the air right now.
He is really, it's hanging in the balance. And unless he starts doing that, the rest of stuff won't matter.
But it already looks reactive.
It's not us saying so. It's not just the
players.
It's
the league.
The entire league.
No. And the entire national not one national show has not addressed this and called him out.
It was the number one show. Like, the number one story on every show.
Every show.
And so if he comes out and lays this all down today, it looks like he put his finger to the wind.
Who cares?
It looks reactive at this point.
Better late than never.
It is better late than never on this because can you imagine going to the podium on Wednesday and not being and sounding like you sounded on Monday?
How are you handling all this?
Well, we are going to do it with replaying a lot of the audio that is proprietary to this very radio station. And Layla's got receipts, so we'll get to those. We're going to talk to Patrick Manley at 11, high noon, 11:45. TJ Edwards will get his thoughts at noon. I want to find out exactly what his responsibility was in that final play as well. And then Tim Jenkins, I think, is going to unapologize to Shane Waldron at 1.
Have a great show.